Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Commercial ranchers and cattlemen, pay close attention. This is an opportunity to acquire top registered Black Angus bulls and cows at very reasonable prices. November 11th at 5 p.m., Capital Angus is having its annual bull and production sale. You can call ranch manager Tyler Duvall for details at 903-316-6225. Capital Angus will be selling Black Angus bulls, and you don't want to miss this sale. These bulls even come with a one-year warranty and free delivery. All bulls are fertility tested, and they're ready to go to work. These bulls' traits offer great calving ease. The calves get here easy and they grow off heavy. Some pregnant heifers will also be available. All sale information is available at capitalangus.com. That's capitalangus.com. And don't miss the pre-sale dinner on Friday, November 10th at 5:30. Aaron and Tyler Duvall invite you to their ranch in White House, Texas, November 11th at 5 p.m. to bid on some of the best cattle in the business. Reach Tyler Duvall directly at 903-316-6225. capitalangus.com.
Well, at the Grown Tour last week in Enid, folks had the opportunity to sit down at Enid Brewing Company and Chisholm Trail Milling and see what the farm-to-table experience was like with Brady Sidwell from Enid Brewing Company. Our intern Macy Carter had the opportunity to talk to Brady Sidwell about this special restaurant.
Yeah, Enid Brewing Company, we're just about 5 years old, and we started in 2019 with using local grain, wheat, and barley to make our beers. And we've since that time, we've added a full farm-to-table restaurant where we have our own local beef. We're working with local poultry producers. The flour from Chisholm Trail Milling that we're sourcing locally is also used in our bread. So we're really trying to highlight the whole agriculture supply chain and have it here where people can, you know, taste the result of all the fruits of the labor of the farmers in the area.
For those who may not be familiar with production agriculture, Sidwell said when they're served local products on their plate, it all kind of comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. That we, you know, try to bring it all together, and you know, we talk about production agriculture and people get on the farm and see it, but you know, when you actually put it on a plate or in a glass, it all, you know, comes together. And to be able to do that at a scale, that's really what we're focused on, is distribution, supply chain, and being able to connect those local products to manufacture into ingredients. And then with our new distribution center at Sidwell Distribution, which we're going to next, we'll be able to show them how we kind of get it from processed and packaging to the actual restaurant or grocery store.
To hear the complete conversation with Brady Sidwell and Macy Carter, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, many Oklahomans are involved in this year's National FFA Convention in Indianapolis going on right now, competing in various events. And, of course, one of those includes Whitney Glazier of the La Mega FFA chapter. Glazier's a finalist and the American Star in Agricultural Placement. Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Glazier about the competition, as she will know the final standings coming up tomorrow evening.
When I got started, it was working on the family farm. I did that ever since I was little, and it started long before my time in the FFA, and so it was just natural to keep doing that and to use my work on the family farm and be able to run for proficiency SAEs, and then obviously eventually this American Star. After I graduated high school, I decided I wanted to go try and work at a vet clinic to see if that's truly what I wanted to do with my life. And I worked for a vet clinic for 2 years at Sweetland Veterinary Clinic in Cambridgeshire. And I decided that going to vet school is what I really wanted to do. So that job helped me to just further reaffirm that.
Glazier said she currently works at the agronomy station at OSU and has been there for 2 years. At the agronomy station, Glazier said she's participated in wheat research and more. We'll keep you updated as we are covering all the events at the National FFA Convention. So keep listening for more details. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.